An argument has developed between Britain and Israel over the decision by the Israeli government forbidding Palestinian leaders from traveling to London for a conference on reforming the Palestinian Authority. Israel took the decision after a pair of suicide bombings in Tel Aviv on Sunday that killed 22 people and wounded more than 100 others. The conference, which was scheduled for next week and involved several foreign ministers from the Middle East, also was to discuss a possible ceasefire and Palestinian reforms. British officials have sharply criticized the Israeli decision and questioned its wisdom. The BBC's Gary O'Donoghue is in London. Prime Minister Tony Blair is addressing the issue today in a speech in London. What's he saying?
On the question of the Middle East, he says the US needs to broaden its agenda, essentially, and take the Middle East conflict more seriously. The view in London is only the US, really, that can put the kind of pressure on Israel to bring about a negotiated settlement.
What reason did the Israelis give for preventing the Palestinian officials from traveling to London?
Well, as you pointed out, there was an enormous bomb in the bus station in Tel Aviv a couple of nights ago. Whenever these things happen, there's an automatic reaction from Israel, and it tends to be to shut things down in the occupied territories, to prevent Palestinians from travelling anywhere. And I think in a way that's angered ministers in London. They understand, of course, the outrage in Israel, but what they say is that this thing can only be sorted out by negotiation. If you prevent meetings like the one due to happen in London next week, then you're not going to get anywhere nearer a peaceful solution.
Hasn't Blair been criticised within Britain for endorsing the Bush administration's policy toward Iraq?
Yes. Firstly, a general view that perhaps the British government here, and Tony Blair in particular, does whatever the White House tells him to do. It's something they're very sensitive to, and it's something that they, in a sense, use speeches like this to try and draw a line between the two administrations, to offer some gentle criticism, if you like, to prove that's not the fact. The other criticism he's receiving is particularly in his own Labour Party, people who are extremely worried about going to war with Iraq. They don't believe that there's a justification at this stage for that. The weapons inspectors have found nothing on their own admission in Iraq, and they don't believe the case has been made. What you have to understand in Britain is that there's a widespread support for the war on terrorism. What they're not quite sure about is the connection between that and action against Iraq.
What other issues concern Blair these days?
Well, every which way he turns, there's quite a lot to think about. You have to understand that his priority domestically in Britain is for reform of public services, of the education system, of the health service. He has been putting in an awful lot more public money into those services. The other big thing he's got to think about this year is whether or not Britain joins the European single currency. His government has said that by June it'll assess some economic tests that it's laid down to see whether the single currency is in Britain's economic interest. And after that, we may get a referendum. So you may see Britain further integrated into Europe. And that also worries some people in London who favour particularly strong ties with Washington. They feel that that may weaken that relationship.
The BBC's political correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue, in London. The time is 19 minutes past the hour.